Bear of the Fox News Channel, and we'll have a wrap-up from him of everything going on in the swamp. It is now 8 o'clock WMAL News. That's coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The season is over for the Nationals. They lose Game 5 of their playoff series with the Chicago Cubs at Nats Park. Manager Dusty Baker says the loss is heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. You know, not to be going to L.A., not to go home, see my family, and play in Dodger Stadium, and go to the next step. And, I don't know. It was just a tough game to lose.
Max Scherzer in relief allowed 4 runs, took the loss. President Trump is ending a key set of Obamacare subsidies in an effort to keep chipping away at the Affordable Care Act.
The move, announced last night, ends subsidies known as cost-sharing payments. They help lower-income Obamacare enrollees pay deductibles, copays, and costs of treatment. The White House statement says, quote, "The bailout of insurance companies through these unlawful payments is yet another example of how the previous administration abused taxpayer dollars and skirted the law to prop up a broken system," end quote. Premium subsidies are not affected, but insurance companies are expected to hike premiums to help offset extra money they will lay out for treatments. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The death toll from the historic Northern California wildfires is now at least 31, with hundreds more people listed as missing.
People now know about this fire, so when they tell you to evacuate, people are not hesitating. They're moving very fast, whereas sometimes on Sunday, this was catching people by surprise. This is no longer catching people by surprise because the devastation, the impact of it is so widespread. In fact, even trying to buy a mask like this, you can't do it in the city anymore because everyone is preparing. So it'd be interesting to see what happens today as the firefighters continue to battle these fires.
Correspondent Ryan Young. We expect to learn more later today about the investigation into the death of a popular Howard County high school teacher. Laura Wallen's boyfriend, Tyler Tessier, was indicted yesterday for her murder. A federal grand jury has indicted a Northern Virginia man accused of posting threats against the CIA and the State Department online.
According to an FBI affidavit, 36-year-old William Weaver of Herndon posted multiple threats on Twitter in August and September. One post mentioned shooting CIA employees as traffic backed up outside the agency's main gate in the morning. He's now been charged in U.S. District Court in Alexandria with 2 counts of threatening to assault and murder federal officials. The affidavit indicates that Weaver was upset in part about denial of a passport. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Anne Arundel County has found a new use for an old jail. The Ordnance Road Correctional Center in Glen Burnie is going to house some illegal immigrants who've been detained by DHS and ICE. Terry Kokolas is the superintendent of the county's detention facilities.
But that's not to say that there may not be a low security level MS-13 member at some point in time, but the relativity is that probably will not be the case.
Anne Arundel County will collect some $1.7 million a year for housing those ICE detainees. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,841, the NASDAQ at 6,592. Sports, the Cubs put an abrupt end to the national season with a 9-8 win in Game 5 of their NL Division Series. The American League Championship Series begins tonight, Astros versus Yankees. Thursday night football, the Eagles win. NHL, the Caps are in New Jersey tonight. NBA preseason, the Wizards play the Knicks. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Chris Plant.
That always provides some entertainment.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Entertaining for a variety of reasons.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
So when it comes to retirement, it's going to be even more important to make sure that you're getting value out of your TSP, and that is that you can connect the TSP and its rules to how to withdraw money most successfully for what you're going to want to accomplish in retirement.
Join us for About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky, buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the bridge. A 15-minute trip should only take you about 5 minutes. That's not the case right now, however. 66 eastbound right near the Lee Jackson Highway. An accident takes out two left lanes. Police and the fire department are there. Also eastbound on 66, the off-ramp to 27th Street. We're dealing with an overturned vehicle, and we've done so for the last hour or so. 95 northbound in Virginia from the Occoquan Bridge to the Beltway. It's a 13-minute commute. 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane splits. Just a little over a half an hour to do that. And Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue. 13 minutes our travel time. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No significant or measurable precipitation. We'll stay mainly dry today. Plenty of cloud this morning and mostly cloudy this afternoon. Might see a light rain shower, spotty drizzle, 69. Tonight in the mid-60s. Chance of showers early. And tomorrow, bright in the sky, becoming partly cloudy up near 80 degrees. Clouds and sun and middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Haymarket, 56 in Olney, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. With the Boy Scouts now admitting girls, the competition is on. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall, we'll be joined by Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. That's at 8:35 this morning. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Senator Ron Johnson. He is a member of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations and chair of Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Senator, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. We're so glad to have you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing just fine. Wanted to talk to you about the executive order that the president signed yesterday. One part of that executive order will extend the short-term limited duration policies that can be issued. This is something you've been advocating for months. This is something that you have been beating the drum about. What exactly does this do, and why is it a good thing?
Well, first of all, it restores some freedom and choice to American consumers, which is a good thing. Under Obamacare, you could buy these short-term limited duration plans. They weren't compliant. They didn't have all the rules, so they were actually more affordable health care plans. But under Obamacare, these plans could run for 364 days. President Obama, on his way out the door, limited the duration of these plans to 90 days. So now you have individuals who are the forgotten men and women of Obamacare, the people that Bill Clinton talked about. They're out there busting it. They're working 60 hours a week. Their premiums have doubled, in many cases tripled or more. Their coverage has been cut in half. They've been priced out of Obamacare markets, and now they're forced to buy insurance for only 90 days at a time. Doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. And so what would end up happening here is you've given those individuals the ability to purchase insurance for longer durations, and you've given them more freedom of choice. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, you said that there's an estimated 650 to 850,000 people at any given time who are in need of this short-term care.
Now, prior to Obamacare, these plans were primarily used by individuals who were between coverages. If they lost a job, they're looking for other work. This is a really good stopgap option for them. But unfortunately, Obamacare limited people's freedom and options in a dramatic fashion. And let's face it, it hasn't worked. Nationally, premiums have more than doubled. Think about that. Just 4 years ago, premiums were half the level they are currently on the individual market. So I really applaud President Trump for signing this executive order. It hasn't done anything yet other than direct his agencies to start working on rules, on association plans, on health reimbursement accounts, which could help equalize the tax treatment, for example, for individuals being forced to purchase insurance on the individual market. And it'll also address the short-term immigration plans, hopefully restore, basically roll back that regulation that President Obama implemented on his way out the door.
I want to jump over to the late-breaking news last night about health care, which is the subsidy payments are being cut off by President Trump into Obamacare. He's no longer going to give insurance companies subsidies because the White House says that money needs to be officially appropriated by Congress. Are you happy with that decision, and will Congress appropriate that money?
Well, first of all, I completely understand President Trump's position on that. Republicans argued that those payments to the insurance companies, the cost-sharing reductions, were illegal, and they were, because that was a flaw in the architecture of Obamacare. And so I think he was pretty well, his actions were pretty well dictated just by the law. This president's going to follow the law. Now, the problem with that, of course, is the cost-sharing reductions, if they're not paid to the insurance companies, premiums will likely increase. And so the insurance companies will get their money either way in the advanced premiums tax credits. So the fix is in. The insurance companies get paid either way, who are going to be harmed by the fact that the law doesn't allow the payment to the insurance companies and the cost-sharing reductions is individuals, again, that have been priced out of the market. They'll be facing higher insurance premiums. So I've been working with a number of members trying to come up with a legislative solution, and in exchange for funding the cost-sharing reductions to keep insurance premiums down, all we're looking for is a little bit more expansion of freedom and choice. Allow any individual, for example, to buy a catastrophic plan. We were looking at the short-term limited duration plans and codifying what President Obama's agencies might do here. How about price transparency? Force Medicare to reveal the cost information it has in terms of providers. That would also put a lot of pressure to restrain the growth in prices. And also expanded use of health savings accounts. The president's directive is talking about health reimbursement accounts. Health savings accounts could be used exactly the same way to give Americans more freedom and choice, put pressure on providers and insurance companies to restrain the not only the cost of health care, but also the cost of health insurance.
Senator Ron Johnson, what this sounds like is that the president just basically got rid of something that was ordered by fiat by the executive branch to use it as leverage to get Democrats to come to the table for some agreements on fixing the big problems that exist within Obamacare. Was that the strategy? Can you take us behind the scenes here?
I can't tell you what exactly was on the president's mind. My guess is he was following the law. Again, Republicans sued saying that the president did not have the authority, either Obama or Trump, to continue these payments,
right,
because that is not the way the law is written. So I think he's, in this case, just following the law. But again, I'm hoping we can find a legislative solution to this so that we can start actually restraining the growth in the price of premiums. Guys, premiums are artificially increased. This is because of the faulty architecture of Obamacare that forced a very small percentage of the American public to bear the cost of people with pre-existing high-cost conditions. There's a way of covering those individuals without collapsing insurance markets, without causing premiums to skyrocket. It's called risk sharing. It's things like invisible high-risk pools in Maine. The problem is we don't have partners, particularly on the Democrat side of the aisle, that are willing to recognize the damage done by Obamacare and are willing to work with us in good faith to really repair that damage.
Senator, is there a way that we can ever roll back government involvement in health care as far as subsidies go? Because there are a lot of people now who are very happy because their health care is being paid for by me and Vince and you and Mike here. Can we ever get them off of that? Is that ever going to be a possibility?
Well, I was a big proponent and a co-sponsor of the Graham-Cassidy-Helly Johnson bill that basically allowed states to recognize their uniqueness and by block granting federal health care spending to the states to let them decide. I think that would have forced action, would have created a lot of pressure on Congress to give states greater flexibility to do exactly what you're talking about. Now, it would take time, it would evolve over time, but what you would see is 50 states once again engaged in regulating the insurance markets for their population. Let's face it, no two states are the same. So I really do think that the Graham-Cassidy-Helly Johnson is alive and well. We just ran out of time because of Senate reconciliation rules. I believe we'll take that back up, but once we finish with the tax reform. And I think that really is going to be the long-term solution. Devolve all this decision-making on health care from the federal government hasn't worked very well, has it?
No.
Of all that to the states, where there'd be greater flexibility. A state like Wisconsin, we didn't need Obamacare. 94% of Wisconsinites prior to Obamacare had insurance for either the whole or part of the year. Now 96% do. It is a crazy architecture. I want to give that freedom and choice to individuals and really put states in greater control over the health care of their citizens as opposed to the federal government.
All right, Senator Ron Johnson, thanks for giving us an update on what's going on with Obamacare and Republican efforts to change it a little bit. Appreciate that, sir.
Have a great day.
You too. 8:15 now on WMAL.
And it's time for WMAL traffic and weather, which is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, guys. We'll take a look at the inner loop of the Beltway between St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. It's slow. It's a 9-minute trip. Southeast-southwest freeway headed west from Pennsylvania Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Slow as well. About a 5-minute commute. 270 southbound from 370 to the Beltway. It's a 15-minute trip. Should only take you about 10. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, bumper to bumper, 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel, an 8-minute travel time, that is twice the normal time, and 66 eastbound from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, it's 16 minutes. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today generally cloudy with spotty drizzle or light rain showers, high 69. Tonight the rain showers, we'll have rain showers this evening with overcast skies overnight, a low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. You're going to start to see some sun in the afternoon, a high of 79. And then Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-80s. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 61 degrees. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Harvey Weinstein.
Every day with the Harvey.
The Harvey. We got to talk to you about Harvey Weinstein. The guy's off to Arizona now for sex rehab or whatever. Whatever that disease is where you want to have sex with people and you can't control yourself. That's what he has. So he's going to go and get that rehabilitated and all will be right in the world. The Weinstein Company is nearing the brink here as agencies have begun to cut off the talent supply, according to Deadline. Deadline, I love the way they write here, by the way. I'll just quote them outright. The dumpster fire that is the Harvey Weinstein scandal will continue to burn a while longer as victims and outraged industry members weigh in with statements of outrage over the sickening allegations of sexual harassment and rape. Yet already the industry has turned to the discussion of the dire future prospects of the Weinstein Company even after it gets a new name and Harvey Weinstein is scrubbed from the credits of films and TV projects.
That's hilarious.
This is kind of an amazing story, partly because you remember there was, I think it was TMZ reporting, Bob Weinstein, Harvey's brother, has been blamed here at points of being the reason all of this broke, that he had secured Harvey's personnel file, and it must have had some information about all the settlements that the Weinstein Company had to pay out for these women, and they may have very well leaked it to the New York Times. Bob Weinstein has denied all of this, although he just absolutely ripped his brother in public, regardless of these denials. So things are not good in the Weinstein household. Thanksgiving probably canceled this year. So that's what's going on. Also, speaking of Harvey Weinstein and his contract with his own company, apparently it allowed for sexual harassment, according to TMZ. His contract said Weinstein could get sued over and over for sexual harassment, and as long as he shelled out the money to cover the settlements, everything was good. It's totally fine. As long as you cover the settlements, we're going to push on. And that's apparently what was happening each time. That's according to this TMZ report. So that's a bizarre twist to this. Apparently, they'd built in a legal clause ready, preparing for all the sexual harassment allegations.
And I want to go back to what you said about, you know, now they're cutting off talent to the Weinstein Agency, Hollywood. Stop it. Just stop. You all knew about it. This was an open secret we've heard time and time and time again. Now, all of a sudden, you're outraged. No, I had no idea. I'm so outraged. Stop it. You did not. And who is buying this? No one is buying this.
Also,
so they're all complicit.
Also, I remember, you know, back to when there were allegations against Fox and specifically against Bill O'Reilly. I mean, do you remember CNN calling all of their advertisers and asking questions like, hey, you're going to continue to advertise on this network? And they're like, I'm sorry, what's happening? Oh, one of these shows you're advertising on, there's all these allegations against the host. Well, we're risk averse. We don't want to be a part of that. Where is the similar media calls for all of the movies that have made by the Weinstein Company? Where are the calls to Netflix, to Hulu? Where are the calls to the companies that syndicate the movies? Like, are you going to stop airing those movies all of a sudden? What about the allegations against Harvey Weinstein? We're not seeing that, are we?
Well, the people who make those calls are currently making their plans for the nationwide women's marches that are going to take happen tomorrow. The women's marches against Hollywood, right? That's why they're not available to make those calls.
Speaking of that, I heard Mark Levin say yesterday he was tracking the National Organization of Women's website to see how long it took them to admit that Harvey Weinstein existed. It took them like 5 days. They did it after Hillary Clinton came out and gave a statement. So the National Organization of Women didn't even jump into the fray until they felt like they had the all clear from the Democratic Party.
Which just goes, please, the hypocrisy that comes from the left. Now, I understand that they have no idea what hypocrisy is. And they just muddle through. They don't let it bother them. They close their eyes and they plow forward. God bless them. But the other thing that bothers me is I'm seeing pictures of celebrities with Harvey Weinstein pop up. Just because someone had a picture with Harvey Weinstein doesn't mean that they knew, especially if it's a woman, that they knew this was going on. That doesn't mean that they were groped or sexually assaulted by him and they never said anything. So that also
I wouldn't discount the fact that there's a good chance that people did know. Because remember, this is considered an open secret in Hollywood. Something that people sort of did, they just choked back whatever concern they had and they said, I'm going to plow ahead because this is good for my career. And in fact, we have, if you go back to the emails, the leaked emails from the Hillary Clinton campaign, Harvey Weinstein delivered movies straight to Hillary Clinton, okay? Movies that weren't even available in public were being delivered directly to Hillary Clinton by Harvey Weinstein. He was so close to the former Secretary of State that he would deliver these movies, and she would respond that he was so sweet to her aides. Emails from Clinton's time at the State Department reveal a glimpse into the relationship between Clinton and the producer, now accused of all of this. At least three women have accused Weinstein of rape, while other victims have described being forced to watch while the film producer did disgusting things in front of them.
So am I supposed to believe that Hillary knew this? I don't know that Hillary. I'm sorry. What? I do not defend her. But I think she was on a different level than most of those actresses were when it came to Harvey Weinstein.
You think Hillary Clinton knew nothing about Harvey Weinstein's proclivity for nonsense?
So I saw someone posting a picture of Megyn Kelly with Harvey Weinstein. I'm like, do you think Megyn Kelly knew? Come on. I don't think Hillary knew. I don't know.
I think Hillary may have been well-trained to look the other way.
Uh-huh, that's true, maybe. 822 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When my mom had her health crisis, I learned how important it is to have accessible medical records. That sparked my passion for health informatics. UMUC's program is one of the few accredited by a leading health informatics commission.
Give your career a healthy boost at University of Maryland University College. We offer more than 90 degrees, certificates, and specializations, many in high-demand fields like health informatics administration, nursing for registered nurses, gerontology and aging services, psychology, and more. Learn the skills you can apply right away from a respected public state university with scholarships and financing options for those who qualify and no GRE or GMAT required.
Now I'm teaching nurses and doctors to keep medical records safe.
Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options and save even more with UMUC's open education resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hi, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. We always knew that you guys were the best, but would you believe over 550 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's actually not surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call them today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number. Yeah, you know the one. It's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of it for you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
8:25 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, on the Anacostia Freeway northbound at Benning Road at this time, there is an accident. Lanes are blocked. As far as 66 eastbound is concerned, approaching Route 50, the Lee Jackson Highway, there's an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Route 7, Harry Byrd Highway eastbound before the Loudoun County Parkway, there's an accident. Two right lanes are blocked. Police are on the scene. 270 southbound from I-70 to Route 121. It's a 19-minute trip, kind of slow. The inner loop of the Capitol Beltway from 95 to 66. It's about a 15-17-minute trip. And happy to tell you, so far so good on mass transit. It's on or near schedule. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, parked smarter. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of today will be dry. However, we are caught in this east-northeasterly flow, cold air damming. And that's going to keep the clouds in. Spotty areas of light rain and drizzle. The temperatures in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 61 degrees at 826 on WMAL. You should join us this Sunday. You want to join us at the Birchmere in Alexandria starting at 7 o'clock. You do not want to miss it. The Free Speech Forum is back, and this is a very special, one-of-a-kind Free Speech Forum, because this is the only Free Speech Forum where you're going to be able to ask Joe DiGenova, the one and only Joe DiGenova, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka questions. Yep, they're going to be there with us, along with Vince here,
yes,
Larry, Chris, I'll be there. Heather Hunter will be there. Michael Piercy will be there. Tasia will be there. The whole crew is going to be there.
Good evening, Barry.
Yeah, greetings. Right.
I'm going to keep working. This will be nice because it'll give me a lot more time to work on my Sebastian Gorka impression.
You got to get greetings.
You know, I just need greetings. To soak it in. I'll just be there for all that, and I'll be able to, like, you know, really relive it. And eventually, at the end of it, I believe they'll... Well, see, I'm working on it.
You're working on it, yeah.
MAGA. So many MAGA people in the White House.
Well, he works on that. You need to go to WMAL.com/freespeechforum and get those tickets if you have not done so yet.
Make
we want to see you there.
America great again.
It is 8:28 on WMAL.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Hey, coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. He's going to give a wrap-up of what's happened in D.C. this week. And also, we're going to ask him to look into his crystal ball and tell us what he thinks is going to be happening over the weekend and into next week. Right now, it is 8:30, and that means WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Nationals season is over. They lost to the Chicago Cubs in Game 5 of their National League Division Series last night at Nats Park. Manager Dusty Baker is still shaking his head about it.
You know, had a catcher's interference. You know, we gave away at least, you know, 3 or 4 runs. And we had a lot of opportunities.
It was the fourth time in 6 years the Nats have been eliminated in the NLDS. President Trump is making his mark on health care.
The president up bright and early this morning tweeting, and I'll just read it to you. It says, the Democrats' Obamacare is imploding. Massive subsidy payments for their pet insurance companies has stopped. Dems should call me to fix.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The California Office of Emergency Services says new resources are arriving to help try and bring the historic wildfires under control.
Additional resources continue to come into these incidents, which is starting to give us the upper hand, allowing us to switch over from strictly structured defense and protecting lives to actually getting some containment started.
The death toll from the fires has reached 31. Hundreds of people are still missing. A grand jury has indicted the boyfriend of a pregnant Howard County high school teacher whose body was found in a Damascus field last month. Police say Tyler Tessier shot Laura Wallen and buried her on his friend's property. 5 alleged MS-13 gang members have been indicted by a federal grand jury in Alexandria. The 4 men and the woman are charged in the January 1st murder of 21-year-old Christian Alexander Sosa Rivas at a park in Dumfries. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,841, the Nasdaq at 65,92. Sports sponsored by MLB on TBS. The Nats fall to the Cubs in Game 5. Game 1 of the Yankees-Astros ALCS is tonight. Thursday night football, the Eagles win. NHL, the Caps play the Devils tonight. NBA preseason, the Wizards, Knicks in New York. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The excitement of the MLB postseason continues as the best teams fight to win in the National League Championship Series. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern on TBS, the home of the National League postseason.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 14th at Two Wentworth Gallery locations. Peter Max will make a rare personal appearance on Saturday, October the 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 14th at Two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, sorry.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we can...
No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Bill. An earlier accident in Loudoun County this morning still causes problems. Charlestown Pike closed between Purcellville Road and Hillsborough Road as an accident investigation continues. 295, the Anacostia Freeway headed north at Benning Road. An accident blocking lanes. 95 northbound at Lorton Road. A crash on the shoulder. Police are there. 66 eastbound, the off-ramp to 27th Street. An overturned vehicle is problematic. It has been moved to the shoulder, however. 270 southbound from I-70 to 121. It's an 18-minute trip. And Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue. It is bumper to bumper. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky this morning, gray sky this afternoon, slight chance of a shower or some spotty drizzle. No real measurable rainfall. Upper 60s. Tonight only into the mid-60s. Chance of showers early. Saturday, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Herndon, 57 in Damascus, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
And good morning. It is Friday morning. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese. Joining us right now, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Happy Friday the 13th, Brett.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Frightening. Yeah. After just a few short hours ago being at the Nats game.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you about being at
Friday
the Nats game.
Friday the 13th
game.
Came early.
It did end after midnight, so maybe that was fitting. I wanted to talk to you about President Trump and his expected announcement today about what he's going to do with the Iran nuclear deal. What is he expected to announce today? What's he going to do?
So I think, or we think, based on sources, that he's going to decertify and throw it to Congress. Now, what does that mean? It does not mean that the U.S. is getting out of the Iran deal. It means that, looking through this, that the technical side is that the president is not certifying it. It goes to Congress, and they have to have him make a decision whether they move forward with sanctions or not, whether they do nothing, or whether the U.S. pulls out of the deal. Likely, the do nothing is possible, and I think you're essentially seeing a president who doesn't want to, every 90 days, have to certify this thing that he calls the worst negotiated deal in the history of deals.
It kind of fits a trend for him of late, which is to say he's handed a lot off to Congress that President Obama had assumed for himself. The Iran deal, for one. We look at DACA, passing that off to Congress. And now last night, this announcement from the White House that they're no longer going to be paying these Obamacare subsidies and instead asking for Congress to appropriate the money as they should to handle this. What do you make of that announcement last night by the White House?
Well, it's huge. I think it's a really big development. And You know, I mean, if you look at this, you look at the clean power plant, you look at the Iran deal, you look at what's happening with the executive order on health care and also the DOJ subsidy decision. I mean, this is the unwinding of the Obama legacy within the last 7 days, and you're seeing it real time. I think on health care, you know, the president says we've got to get to a point where we fix it. It's imploding. But you have to be realistic that he is speeding up the implosion by some of these moves, and they expect that Republicans and Democrats are going to come to the table probably after the first of the year with some kind of deal to move forward on health care.
These Obamacare subsidies, it feels like kind of what you're talking about here is that he's using them as leverage. I mean, the idea is like if he gets rid of them, if he stops having the executive branch handle it, he turns it over to Congress and in turn is hoping to get some concessions out of Democrats. Is this a game where Democrats are willing to allow the subsidies to go over the cliff?
I don't think that they are, and I do think that there will be some kind of emergency effort to shore this up, to deal with it. Remember, the Lamar Alexander, Patty Murray legislation kind of came to a halt as the Senate dealt with the Graham Cassidy bill. But I think you're going to see, because of this move, a real urgency to get things back in the pipeline.
Yeah, and I know the president seemed like he was open, and he has been open to the idea of some temporary relief that sounded kind of like Alexander Murray, and so we could see that actually pass. My sense is here that they might want something more. They might want something more to actually fix Obamacare in the process.
I think so, and you know, they're trying to walk and chew gum. I mean, obviously Congress now is focused on tax reform, and but I think that this puts this issue back on the front burner. It's always been on a burner, but now it's back on the front.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to ask you one more question about his announcement today of the Iran nuclear deal. What about declaring the Revolutionary Guard as a terror organization? I've heard that he's going to do it, and I've heard that he's not going to do it.
Yeah, we've heard mixed things about that as well. I assume there'll be some element of doing something from the administration side, so maybe it is that, to highlight the actions of Iran throughout the region and kind of its bad actions since the Iran deal was agreed to. So whether it's that or ballistic missiles or some kind of action that the administration can take, it likely will be in the speech to them.
I want to move over to John Kelly, the chief of staff of the White House yesterday, coming out for his first White House press briefing. Why did John Kelly do a press briefing yesterday? And whatever the goal was it, do you, in your estimation, successful?
Yeah, I think Kelly was impressive by all accounts. I think he was relaxed, jovial, kind of joking with reporters, and was well-received in the briefing room. He also kind of dispelled what has been ad nauseum stories about how he's leaving and is out the door and is tremendously frustrated. And boy, I mean, to hear him tell it, it sounds a lot different coming from his mouth than those stories have been. That said, I mean, I think he's trying to address what these stories have been saying, anonymous sources inside the White House. And you have your second administration official, essentially, with Rex Tillerson and now John Kelly coming out saying, we're not resigning. I mean, it's not a usual start to a news conference.
No, not at all.
I hate to end this on a sad note here, but we started out with this. You were at the game last night. What time did the game end? Did it end after midnight?
Yes.
See, that's why, because it's Friday the 13th.
Almost, and the traffic getting out of there. I meant to leave in about the 7th. And every time I went to go leave, the Nats pulled me back in. And we were almost there, and then stayed to the last one, Bryce Harper. And, gosh, I mean, it would have been a lot less confusing if the umps wore Cubs uniforms. But other than that, I think the Nats had a great season, and, you know, the Cubs are to be congrats.
I hate to tell you, I watched that slide back to first. That foot came off the bag.
I know, but there were a couple of them. The interference of the catcher. I mean, that one inning was just so painful. But it was fun to be there.
You're a tenacious fan, and I'm sure they're very grateful to have you hanging in there with them, Brett.
Next year.
That's right. There's always next year. Well, have a fantastic weekend, Brett. Thank you so much for joining us.
We'll see you guys.
As Brett Baer, anchor a special report on the Fox News Channel weekdays at 6. It is 844 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Tysons or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
Baby boomer clients, they're coming to us because they've worked so hard all these years and no one's helped them to put together an income plan that they can depend on and rely on. There's been so much focus on work. Now the focus is how much money do we need every year? How much money do we need every month? And so there has to be this mindset switch.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Sunday evening at 5 here on WMAL and visit retirementkeyradio.com.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job.
So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
Tom, you're gonna do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, northbound on the Anacostia Freeway, there's an accident. Benning Road, lanes are blocked. 66 eastbound, just before Route 29, there's a crash on the shoulder. Police are there, too. 395 northbound at King Street, a crash on the shoulder. Police on the scene. Grant Road at Taney Road, a crash. The Beltway's inner loop from 95 to 66, that's about a 15-minute trip. And the outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, almost a half an hour. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How much sunshine today? High pressure giving us a north-northeasterly flow, keeping the clouds in. Spotty areas of light rain and drizzle as we head on through today. Temperatures in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 8:46. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Prep your lawn for fall with grass seed, lime, and fertilizer from Potomac Petals and Plants. Their lawn expert, Greg King, can help you have the greenest lawn in town. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
I love this story. I love this. You want the headline? I'm just gonna read the headline alone. Young men get more out of bromances than romances. The new generation, I guess the millennials, the millennial men are much more comfortable with close friendships with other men. They find them more emotionally rewarding than romantic relationships with women. And when you think of bromance, you think, you know, George Clooney and Brad Pitt, Lewis Tomlinson and Harry Styles from One Direction. And I say this new generation is much more One Direction than they are kind of like the tough guys of, you know, like the 40s, you know, those really tough men that you'd see in the movies. Now men are much softer and they're much more likely to embrace other men emotionally, more so than they will embrace women emotionally.
I don't know. I think people have always talked to their buddies. I mean, you go back in your timeline there. I think at every... In every generation, you chat with your buddies, or in the case of the girls, you chat with your girlfriends. I mean, you probably have somebody who you like to talk to. Remember, your gender, in part, that's your original language, you know? Talking to the other gender, that's a second language. Like, Harvey Weinstein never learned it. That's why he's in trouble now. But when you talk to women, like, you know, you have to change the way you're thinking about things and approach it differently. It can be sort of a strategic minefield. Whereas with men, you know, occasionally, yeah, it's easier. You were born speaking the same language. So, yeah, I think you have that.
Well, they say researchers looking into close male friendships among straight men have an answer as to why they formed these close bonds. They said that men felt less judged by their close male friends than by their girlfriends. They also found it easier to solve conflicts and speak openly about their emotions in their bromances. And they say this has changed because young men now openly pronounce love to their male friends in a way that would have been socially prohibited in previous years, partly out of fear of appearing gay.
It's just because they're weirdos. But I do think, you know, sometimes if I jump in the car, you know, and I'll either flip the radio on or I'll call a friend of mine and just kind of like somebody I haven't talked to in a while, and I'll catch up with them and I'll let them know how it's going. Or I'll talk to, I have some friends I'll call and just and the type of people that I can give like, you know, specific intimate breakdowns of what's going on in my life. I think you need that. You need that in your life. And I think that's cool.
Well, up until the early 20th century, men would often write endearing letters to one another and even sleep in the same beds with their buddies.
Up until the 20th century?
Yeah, because remember, early 20th century, President Abraham Lincoln shared a bed with his intimate male partner, Joshua Speed. But okay. At the time, that was socially acceptable. That was his bromance.
So we've at least strayed from that.
George Washington wrote endearing letters to other men. But then as awareness of homosexuality grew, and that awareness in the 70s and 80s really peaked, straight men began to fear being homosexualized for displaying physical or emotional intimacy, and so they became more masculine.
Do you get the feeling this is being dramatically overthought?
I don't know. Like they say, one of the subjects in the study said guys nowadays in my generation, there's so much kissing between guys because it's showing affection.
What are
young men today
is
are
this
much
Italy?
Less.
What is going? What is this?
Young men are much less like Rambo, more similar to One Direction, with much more interest in art and music and fashion.
Did you say there's a lot more kissing going on?
I guess like they kiss each other on the cheek when they meet each other now or something.
I don't
professing like with my girlfriends. I have one or two girlfriends that'll be like, oh, love you, you know. But I would never. My husband, I don't think, would ever say that to one of his buddies. Mike McKay, you stop kissing him.
Yeah, Mike, get over here,
get
Mike.
Get off of him.
Let's kiss it out, man.
So yay, feel free to be you, boys. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes it really is the thought that counts. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I remember doing the story a couple years ago that found people who felt younger than their age actually lived longer than people who felt their age or older. It made me happy to report that, and it seriously made the case for positive thinking. Well, now I've got a new study to tell you about. This one's out of Stanford. People who think that they're less active than others their age have a greater chance of dying younger than people who see themselves as more active, even if their actual activity levels are the same. These results held up even after controlling for demographic differences in chronic illnesses. Now, one possible explanation why. People get depressed, fearful, even less active if they think they're not doing as well as others. So here's the point. You really don't need to worry about anyone else. You simply have to do you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
This is what American energy sounds like. Like a country hard at work. Like a nation with the resourcefulness, ingenuity, and grit to get the job done against all odds and beyond measure. As America's third largest capital investor in 2016, and with more than $40 billion in new infrastructure investments planned through 2020, we're creating thousands of high-paying American jobs. NextEra Energy is helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Attention Washington area real estate investors or anyone looking for dockable waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay. Here's an opportunity to own not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door. This exclusive development is being offered for pennies on the dollar. This Saturday, October 14th, Water's Edge is offering 3.5 acres of deep dockable waterfront for only $69,900. Get 5 heavily wooded acres with water access and views for only $29,900. That's half the price for premium land. Call 800-684-4611 now to reserve your earliest priority appointment for this Saturday, October 14th. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available, no time limit to build. Call 800-684-4611 now.
It is 8:55. Let's check those roadways. They're every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, traffic and weather. And here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Art, have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you. Same to you guys. New York Avenue inbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Kind of slow. It's about a 19-20-minute trip. Should take you much less than that. This traffic report is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. An accident at 66 eastbound just before Route 29 Centerville. It's on the shoulder. Police are there. 395 northbound at King Street, another crash. It's on the shoulder. And Route 7, Harry Byrd Highway, eastbound before Loudoun County Parkway, an accident. 2 right lanes are blocked. Police on the scene. A tow truck on the scene as well. Are you suffering from knee or back pain? Well, if so, call 1-800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your back or knee pain. 90% satisfaction rating. Insurance may pay the cost. Call for free information. 1-800-888-KNEE. That's 1-800-888-KNEE. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I like sunshine today. High pressure giving us a north-northeasterly flow, keeping the clouds in. Spotty areas of light rain and drizzle as we head on through today. Temperatures in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
John F. Kennedy was one of the most beloved presidents in American history. During his election campaign and early presidency, he allowed photographer Jacques Lowe extraordinary access to document his family's public and private lives. Mr. Lowe was able to capture over 40,000 personal and behind-the-scenes images from Kennedy's rise to power to intimate scenes of the family at home. Tragically, all but 10 of Lowe's remarkable photographs were destroyed in the attacks of 9/11. But Jacques Lowe had kept the contact sheets elsewhere, and they at least were safe. Not long ago, experts at the museum, working closely with the Lowe estate, painstakingly restored 80 of these precious images. And now you can see these rare glimpses of history in a special exhibit called Creating Camelot. The Kennedy Photography of Jacques Lowe. Now through January 7th, only at the museum.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3% with an APR of 3.16% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3% with an APR of 3.16%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Hey, Vince, Monday on Mornings on the Mall. Guess who's going to be with us again? Newt Gingrich will be making a comeback.
I love it.
Monday morning. What a great way to start your week.
And then we'll have Joe DeGeneva. We'll have Jonathan Schanzer. And then we've got the free speech forum Sunday night. Be sure to visit WMAL.com for that, where you'll be able to see me, Mary, and this guy, Chris Plant.
And Larry. Don't forget Larry.
Oh, yeah, and Larry.
And Joe DeGeneva and Sebastian Gorka and Larry.
All those people. It's going to be a big barrel of fun. Listen, I got some breaking news. John Kelly was just fired, and he has no health care. So it's really kind of a tragic situation. I'm kidding. That's all fake news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.